MFO Medford.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit!
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful. And in your bedroom. And alone.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisser Radio.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Shared our love and pain and shame.
Coming to you live from Medford, Massachusetts, I am Chris, and this is Strike the Box. Hey, how's everybody doing? Hope everybody's doing okay. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been in the studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. I know Mike's listening out there, and hopefully there's a few other people that are listening online. Let me know that you're out there. If you got Facebook, go to the Strike the Box radio show group and say hi that way. I kind of need your help. I kind of need to know if I'm sounding okay because they've done some work in the studio here. And we have a brand new computer and a brand new display showing our levels. And in one level, I'm okay. But in another level, it says I'm overmodulated. Overmodulated. So let me know how the show sounds. If it does sound too overmodulated or it doesn't, or if it's too low. We just finished up with some Black Betty by Ram Jam. Did you know that song was originally done by Lead Belly back in 1939? Yes, it was. Ram Jam's version came out in 1979 on their Ram Jam LP. But we started things off with the local band from Boston, the Why Nots. Yes, we did. With Hey Sharon off of their Way Back Now LP. As far as I know, it's going to be re-released on Rumbaugh Records come June. But you can get some songs off of it right now if you'd like to. Just go to Bandcamp or to Rumbaugh Records and you'll find it that way. And squished in between, we had The Light with Backup, single released on A&M Records back in 1967. Well, I think I'm losing my music here in the background, so I've got to get back to the music. And let's see, who do I have next coming up? I've got, hold on here. Oh, I got some Adam Sherman coming up next on Strike the Box.
Massachusetts night, sleeping like a dog. She's half an hour late, she always takes that long. When she pulls up, she got a new tattoo. It's like a hurricane, and it's totally true. Sandpaper voice and a diamond stud nose. The deeper and deeper I fall. Wild, and she loves the Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's wild, and she loves Massachusetts, Massachusetts night. She's a lover and a fighter. Driver. I'm all alone, even when I'm beside her. The more that I want her, the tighter I hold. Faster and faster she goes. This is why. Yeah, she's wild, and she loves Massachusetts, Massachusetts night. Out in the human night, there's a halo around the parking lot of light. I feel small and insignificant, trying to imagine how I'd ever fit into her. She's wild.
Something to look at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Just finished up there with some Jonathan Richman and the Morden Lovers with Roadrunner. So I believe they're self-titled Jonathan Richman and the Morden Lovers, or just maybe the Morden Lovers. I gotta look that up and fix my playlist here. From, I'm gonna say 1976 off the top of my head. I know he may have put it out as a single early in that, but I think it was in the Berklee School of Music, if I'm trying to dig through my brain here. The brain is not a very, whatever. Anyways, we started things off with some Adam Sherman with the re-release of his Massachusetts Night from Rock Garden Records. And that got me to thinking of, let's see, Massachusetts, got me thinking about Jonathan Richman. We had the Yappers with Almost Summer from Buzz Electric, 2003 Stardom Records. And yes, it's almost summer next month because we are in the month of May. Stupidity featuring Keith Strang from the Fleshtones with A Monkey in a Suit is still a monkey. And big shout out to Tommy from Stupidity who's checking in. Some XTC with Science Fiction because, Planet of the Apes there, the little clip I played, Science Fiction there. That's off of their White Music LP from 1978. And as I said, we finished up with some Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date, June 1st, 2024, Live Day 24. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from WMFO Studios. Live Day 24. You'll hear Jennifer Teft and The Strange, Sal Baglio, and Andrea Gillis. Once in many more, but once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. Brought to you by us guys and girls here at WMFO. I got some new music coming up from Venus Love. Little edited version coming up next. I played the unedited version Saturday at Wave Radio Boston, but I can't do that here because those little blue meanies from the FCC would get really upset. So here is the edited version. It's coming. There we go.
Your name. Do you, so you think you know me? Do you think that I'm crazy? Do you think that you're on me? Do you think you can see me? Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you. Now the girls have turned the color of an avocado. When he drive down the street in his Eldorado, while he was only 5'3", girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. At New York. Girls get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Nope. Not right here. Not like you. Picasso was never called an asshole.
Would help. I'll tell you what would help. It would help if I queued up the right CD player here. Wouldn't it? Yes, it would. All right, so let's try this one again.
They took my blue suede shoes down to Oldsmobile. Got to rockin' with the rhythm. Run them over at the hill. Put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock it by. Yeah, kitty, put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna bob on a ride. Well, I slick up myself till I look like a dilly. I run downtown and get my female. Really, put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna rock it right. Yeah. Kitty, put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock it right. Rock it! Rock it.
easy for all the Hellcats know. She gets that bopping beat, she knocks the pipe off her throat. Put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna bop it right. Your hand on that blue jar, do some big bopping rhythm. Pick the toenails up tomorrow, put your cat clothes on. Cause tonight we're gonna really rock it right. Bop, bop, rock it right. Bop, bop, rock it right. Cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna try to rock it right. Well, cat, cat, cat clothes. Cat, cat, cat clothes. Cat, cat, cat clothes. Cat, cat. Cat clothes on, night we're gonna really rock it right.
Are now inside a flying saucer.
Our destination, the planet Earth. Our race is old, dying, our planet dead.
Only you of Earth, you and your women, can give us life.
The Dickies with Gigantor. And yes, right after the Dickies, we played a little Emerson, Lake and Palmer. A little cut there, which was the theme to Creature Feature, if you were around here in the 70s and early 80s, watching Channel 56. A little after wrestling. Wrestling would come on at 11. I forget what was on between 12 and 1, but I think at 1 p.m., was Creature Double Feature. And I think at either 10 or 11 o'clock at night was just Creature Feature. So going back in time there. Dickie's song was released in 1980 as a single on A&M Records. We started things off, though, with some Venus Love with It's Not Me, It's You, featuring Josh Dowd, released on Bitch Please 2024. We played the cleaned up version. Some Blue Oyster Cult with Godzilla, from 1977. Burning Sensation with their version of Pablo Picasso, originally done by the Modern Lovers. That was released on Repo Man soundtrack back in 1984. Some Carl Perkins with Put Your Cat Clothes On, a Sun recording back in 1957. So hopefully you are enjoying the show. I see that Dean's out there, Mike, Tom, and who else? Let me know you're out there. Go to the Strike the Box Radio Show group on Facebook. And let me know you're there. All right, what do I got coming up next? I think some Gene Champagne coming up next. Here on Strike the Box and WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.